Good morning, Portland, with Kathy Killebrew, Buddy Sadler, and Mr. Philip Brown of Brown Mechanical, who will... We haven't given your phone number, I don't think. What is your phone number, Philip?
It's 615.
Right.
325.
Correct.
2051.
Ding, 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 ding. You win. You got it right. That's your phone number. And people should call it right now. Well, are you there?
He's not there. He's here.
I've got a secretary named Lori answering the phone. So,
good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Lori.
If you bombard her all at one time, you may have to wait. She'll holler back at you. But
this is a good time for people to call because the weather's changing, and what do they need to have checked?
Well, you can have the heating checked on your unit, but one thing that you can do yourself is make sure you keep your air filter changed. Need to check it once a month. A lot of the filters we have now are what we call pleated. They're more denser. Mm-hmm. Of course, they get more dust out of the air, but they also make it harder on your blower motor. So you need to really keep those pleated filters checked and changed because it will...
I change mine every month.
Does it do any good to vacuum them? Some say they're good for 3 months and they get as dirty in 1 month.
Yeah.
As any of them, then they're not really good for 3 months, and they cost three times as much.
Yeah, they, well, usually the ones that are what we call the pleated, they will get dust pretty quick. And it's best just to keep them changed. All that dust is being taken out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's good that it's catching the dust, but you do have to change them regularly to make sure that you don't have a lot of dust in the house, or, you know, it just helps it.
I think dust just blows in under the doors and windows in my house.
I live across from a 30-acre farm,
so dust is
like there.
Yeah. When they are doing the combine and all that stuff, it's just...
It doesn't matter what you close. Yeah. I don't care how many vents, how many windows, it's in my house.
And when we talk about vents, a lot of people ask, well, what about the vents in my house? Can I close them to certain rooms? Your unit is made to breathe. It needs all those vents open. Now, in certain instances, you might can close maybe one room.
Okay.
But as a general rule, you want to leave those vents open and let them breathe because that unit is designed to have so much airflow going through it to work properly.
And they're needing, kind of like your car, you have to have the oil changed, you have to have the filter changed. You need to have it checked twice a year.
Once you have maintenance,
for the cooling
system
and once for the heating system. Not system, that's not the right word. Season. Heating season and the cooling season. You need to get it checked so you know that it's doing right. Is there anything you can do on your unit outside, or do you just leave it to your folks?
You just leave it. A lot of people look at it and they want to put a top on it, or they want to cover it so leaves don't get in it. The best thing to do is just leave it. It's designed for leaves to go in it. It's not going to hurt it. Just leave it and it'll be fine. But as far as maintenance, it's good to have the coils cleaned in the spring, heat checked in the fall. We test a variety of things, contactors, voltage, temperature drops, Freon. There's several things that's checked when we go out. Either in the spring, we check certain things, and in the fall, we check certain things.
Do y'all know if somebody calls in and says, hey, I'm not getting any heat out of my system out here, and can you come check it? Do y'all ask what kind it is? So do you have parts on hand? You can't stock parts for everything.
Our trucks carry a lot of parts. Most of all your parts, say transformers, contactors, relays, stuff like that, they're interchangeable with any unit.
Mm-hmm.
But say, and even compressors.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah. A lot of compressors you can get. The primary makers are Copeland is a big compressor maker. You can call most any company and get a certain compressor that'll fit. But now your heating parts like inducer motors, maybe a glow bar, things like that, or more so your coils. Those things have to come directly from the manufacturer. Say like a train unit, you need an inducer motor. Well, that inducer motor, you can't go to York, or you can't go to Goodman to get that. You have to get it from train. And those prices are more pricey because guess what? They don't have any competition. They're the only ones making them, and they're the ones that set the price on them.
Mm.
So, you know, when you buy inducer motors, they're pretty high, and you have to pay whatever the manufacturer is asking for them.
Nothing goes like a trade. Our guest this morning has been Philip Brown from Brown Mechanical since 7 o'clock, a little 8 o'clock, and we'll make it there yet. Philip doesn't talk much, so you've had a tough time getting anything.
He's kind of quiet and shy.
Yeah, I've
been told that.
Not very often, though, right?
Philip Brown, along with Buddy and Kathy on Good Morning Portland. Thank you, Philip. We appreciate you coming in. Thanks for all the information.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope everybody has a great day.
We hope you have a great day, too.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Philip.